Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. This month, we in the United States of America are celebrating a day that is dedicated to giving thanks for the blessings in our lives. This unified endeavor always gives us the opportunity to express our gratitude individually and collectively in ways that actually empower the divine momentum of gratitude for all life on earth. Gratitude is a powerful catalyst that magnetizes more of whatever we are grateful for into our lives. Through the consciousness of gratitude, we can increase the light in every corner of the globe. Now, as you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now, and that means that whether you are tuning in with us live or you're listening to our program through our archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God Self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. So as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we are going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but often challenging time on earth. So as we share this time together, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. So as we begin this special time together, discussing both thanksgiving and gratitude, I'd like for you to join with me in one pointed consciousness, and we're going to join with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth and the entire company of heaven. And together we're going to invoke a visualization that has been given to us by the company of heaven that contains the patterns of perfection for the new earth and will help us to expand this perfection into tangible physical expression in the world of form. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, and whatever we empower with our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs, we are bringing into physical manifestation. Keep this in mind as you go through your day, noting that every moment what you are empowering with your thoughts and feelings, you are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. So it's time for us to take a conscious stand on that and for us to consecrate our thoughts and feelings to empowering only the things that we want to manifest in our lives and not the things that we don't want, which we usually end up empowering through our fears and our lack of self-confidence. So please join with me now in one pointed consciousness for this incredibly powerful meditation that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. I will state this meditation in the first person so that we will each experience it personally and tangibly in our own lives. But know that simultaneously, you are serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. And as you invoke this light for yourself, you're also invoking this light through the I Am Presence, the true God Self of every man, woman, and child on earth. So now, focus on this invocation and this meditation with the full power of your attention. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. As I breathe in deeply, I instantly become relaxed and filled with the frequencies of eternal peace. I am consciously emptying my mind of all of the thoughts of the day. And for this moment, I go within to the divinity of my heart and focus on my mighty I Am Presence, my true God reality. Within the embrace of my I Am Presence, I begin to awaken to a new level of higher consciousness. And I begin to understand with new clarity and new comprehension that gratitude is an expression of light that lifts my heart and opens the floodgates of heaven to assist me in my earthly sojourn. Gratitude transforms my life experiences into frequencies of divine harmony and balance. Divine gratitude is now flowing through my I Am Presence into my heart flame. In response to this gift of life from my Father, Mother, God, humanity is now being blessed at this time on earth. The gratitude flows from my heart into the heart flame within every man, woman, and child. And as the I Am Presence of each person absorbs and integrates this light into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of each person on the planet, the gratitude fills each soul, and every person begins to see with new eyes and hear with new ears as they are lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. A vision of the new earth appears before me, and I understand through my new multidimensional awareness the monumental moment that is unfolding on this blessed planet. I realize with a new level of clarity that in spite of the illusion of outer appearances, this is a wondrous and miraculous time on planet Earth. Great changes are taking place within my heart and within the heart and mind of every man, woman, and child on the planet. The Earth is becoming a haven of exquisite beauty and harmony. Her majestic mountains, daisy-splattered meadows, billowing clouds, golden desert sands, and sky-blue waters are beginning to once again reflect their exquisite beauty. As I connect with this vision of the new earth. I experience that birds are singing. Animals and children are playing together. Men and women are living, loving, and working together in joyous love and acceptance. The sun is shining, and gentle rains kiss the ground with sweet blessings. I know now that it is a time of transformation, for unto earth comes the dawning of the great age of enlightenment, wisdom, and illumination. Our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are now seeing the earth in this moment of transformation. They see that all nations of the earth, from east, west, north, and south, are developing emissaries of light as humanity awakens to new levels of higher consciousness. These precious lightworkers from all nations, all religions, all races, and all creeds are joining together to contemplate, study, research, learn, and explore the viable solutions that will improve the quality of life for every evolving life stream on this sweet earth. A new earth does not just happen. It begins within the heart and mind of each person. Our beloved Father, Mother, God are now observing each person as this awakening is taking place. They witness peacemakers enveloping the combatants of the warring nations in an invincible force field of pure divine love. This force field of divine love, coming forth from the heart of the peacemakers and invoking every other form of life on earth, is softening the hearts of the combatants and those that are causing the problems and the negativity through their fear-based consciousness and their lack of awareness. This is causing a new level of reverence for life to awaken within the deepest recesses of each of the combatants' heart flames. New positive ways of solving the differences between them begin to flow into their conscious minds. Those that are polarized, filled with hate, and combating each other begin to realize that divine reason and practical negotiations are far more effective than the weapons of war, hate, and fear. The leaders of all nations begin seeing, talking, listening, and understanding each other with a new level of respect and clarity. They make the conscious choice to join their hearts, minds, and strengths for the benefit of humanity and for the highest good of all concerned, including Mother Earth and all of her life. The visionaries, which are the souls who are the archetypes and the architects for the Earth's transformation, are actively working to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. This will be accomplished with reverence for all life and the highest good for all concerned. These light workers are holding the immaculate concept, the divine blueprint for the new earth, within their genetic codings and their heart flame. They do not see the limiting illusions of humanity's painful miscreations. Instead, they peer beyond the veils and mists of fear, doubt, and uncertainty, and they pierce through the walls of time. as the company of heaven observes this awakening taking place on earth. These precious beings of light rejoice with all humanity in the truth and knowing that humanity is at long last remembering who we are and why we are on earth during this auspicious moment. Our sisters and brothers in the heavenly realms are clearly perceiving that people everywhere now know and understand with a new level of clarity that we are sons and daughters of God and that we are truly one with all life. Through humanity's unified efforts, the human miscreations of hunger, disease, ignorance, war, and suffering of every kind are being transformed and eliminated as they are transmuted back into light. Every person on earth is now capable of co-creating a rich and fulfilling life through the visions and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Greed, corruption, and the wealth and power of the world being selfishly manipulated and controlled by the very few is no longer a viable solution. A new level of understanding is awakening within every person's heart flame, and people are beginning to remember the profound truth that the infinite abundance of God is humanity's divine birthright. In the patterns of perfection for the new earth, a consciousness of right thinking, right feeling, right speaking, and right action among all people assures the fulfillment of the divine plan for planet Earth and all of her inhabitants. The flame of divinity that is blazing within every precious person is expanding in size and brilliance. People are living in harmony and peace with each other as this divinity begins to take command of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. As this happens, our planetary home begins to reflect the patterns of perfection for the new earth. People begin to revere all life and to honor beloved Mother Earth and all of her resources. Now, the majestic angel of restoration descends into the atmosphere of Earth. With the assistance of this magnificent angelic presence, the emissaries of light, the light workers from all over the world, travel to every land, touch every nation, bless all people by spreading the word of the dawning age of illumination and the birth of the new heaven and the new earth, which is now tangibly manifesting in the physical world of form. The fragrance of God's transfiguring divine love and eternal gratitude, and the fragrances of light, of truth, and of illumination blossom throughout the planet wherever the footsteps of the emissaries fall. They traverse the planet north, south, east, and west, and wherever they go, the awakening is accelerated through the knowledge and wisdom being projected through their heart flames into the divine heart and mind of the souls in their sphere of influence. A clarion call is sounding, and a mighty trumpet is reverberating throughout the universe, this cosmic moment. causing all great beings of the cosmos to come and see the miracle that is taking place on Earth. These great ones behold humanity experiencing an awakening into God awareness. This new level of divine consciousness is reflecting in their lives and on their planetary homes. The great ones from throughout the cosmos see also the great and glorious ascension flame, blazing brilliantly in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy on Earth, as this planet and all her life are lifted into higher and higher frequencies of the fifth dimensional octaves of pure light by the ascension flame. As this visualization manifests physically on Earth, the human race is serving all life joyously, and every thought, word, action, reaction, feeling, belief, and attitude is consecrated by every I Am presence to the manifestation of the immaculate concept for the new Earth. With this consecrating light, the rejoicing is tremendous. The heavens ring with the songs of angels and humanity. Beloved Mother Earth dons her seamless garment of light and reclaims her rightful place in the universe. She is becoming a brilliant planet of light. Rejoicing and songs of wondrous gratitude and thanksgiving are reverberating throughout the whole of creation. Within the refrains of this great jubilation are omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent Father, Mother, God, respond. How magnificent you are, beloved sons and daughters. Welcome home. I now return my consciousness to the room, knowing that these energies have been securely anchored through every heart flame and will be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, through the mighty I Am presence of every person on Earth with every breath that is taken. I become aware of my physical body, and I allow the vision in the full momentum of divine gratitude and transfiguring divine love to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Beloved ones, day by day, more and more people are awakening. And as they awaken, they begin to remember who they are and why they're here. This realization is inspiring people to lift up their hearts and minds, which in turn raises their consciousness and allows the light of God to increase on this planet. When everyone's consciousness is raised up, it creates a fluid field of divine potential that allows the awakening on Earth to be greatly accelerated. More and more people then begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. As this phenomenon occurs, it has a wonderful effect of allowing people to clearly perceive and understand with a new level of clarity that they are one with all life. And they understand that through every thought, word, action, or feeling, they are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. They begin to know that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. There is no such thing as separation. There is no such thing as us and them. There is only us and the oneness of life. What affects one part of life affects all life, whether it is good, bad, or indifferent. When that reality begins to resonate in the deepest recesses of one's heart, the validity of war becomes an impossible concept to accept. And the belief in poverty, greed, corruption, violence, the abuse of power, oppression, hatred, selfishness, prejudice, pollution, disease, ignorance, or any other reflection of our belief in separation becomes impossible to understand or to tolerate. Sometimes the reflex response for this new level of clarity, this epiphany, this understanding, is that we want to take a stand against those negative situations and behavior patterns. But this causes us to polarize against them and to polarize against the people that are involved in those behavior patterns. Then we become part of the problem rather than the solution. Anytime we polarize ourselves against a person or group of people, we motivate them to fight back. This merely widens the abyss between us and causes even further problems and further separation. When this occurs, we often attempt to solve that problem by arguing our case and trying to convince them or to coerce them into believing things our way. We share all of our newly acquired insights and try to convince people that disagree with us that their way of thinking and feeling is flawed. But they, in turn, operate from a new perspective and a different understanding from their own level, whether it is from a higher consciousness or lower consciousness. And they argue from their perspective that our way of thinking is delusional and that we are being duped by illusions and unrealistic idealism. These arguments, of course, are futile and only exacerbate our polarization. People do not know what they do not know. I'm going to repeat that. People do not know what they do not know. When we awaken, our consciousness is raised up, and our perception of reality is transformed into new levels of clarity. An awakened person literally thinks, feels, sees, and hears with greater awareness. This shift of consciousness allows one to perceive a greater truth and to comprehend the oneness of life at a deep level. This creates a knowing within the awakened person's heart center that is indisputable. And until a person experiences this inner knowing, this divine level of consciousness and revelation within their heart, it's hard to comprehend that indisputable knowing. But when an unawakened person is trying to discredit that knowing, that understanding of the awakened person, it is very much like a deaf and blind person trying to convince a sighted hearing person that there is no such thing as color or music. The difference in that situation is that the sighted hearing person would understand perfectly why the deaf and blind person was having trouble grasping the concept of color and music. The sighted hearing person wouldn't get mad with them or fight with them or argue with them or try to convince them of their belief system. They would have compassion for the deaf and blind person and would respond to him or her with patience, understanding, and love. Unfortunately, that isn't what happens when we're talking to an unawakened person, because we cannot easily tell if someone is awake or not. So we often make the mistake of assuming that people should know more than they do, or that they should understand more than that they are actually capable of understanding through their own perception and at their level of consciousness. When we expect more from people than they are capable of, we are generally disappointed and frustrated with their actions and their perception of things, which makes us angry and makes us want to be frustrated and dispute them, which only polarizes us further. This is a very challenging time for people everywhere, even in the midst of the wonderful miracles that are unfolding on this planet at inner and outer levels. This is the time that was referred to in the Bible when all that is hidden must now be revealed. It is the time when humanity is being purged and the negative behavior patterns that were our lower human egos are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted. This is a necessary part of our transformation and the cleansing that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension onto the next spiral of evolution. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the miscreations, the negativity that we have created through our thoughts and feelings in the past. The results of those thoughts and feelings must surface, and we must transmute them through love and compassion back into light. This purification is happening for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. It seems that every time we turn on the news, we see widespread reports of corporate greed, governmental corruption, the atrocities of war, gross imbalances in the economic system, and myriad other things that reflect humanity's fear and our belief in separation. These things have existed for a very long time, for millennia, but they have not been brought to the attention of the masses as profoundly as they are at this time, as they manifest in our lives by being pushed to the surface to be cleared. During this intense time of cleansing and awakening, people around the world are becoming vastly polarized over every conceivable aspect of life. The problem is that we see the negativity that is being pushed to the surface. What we don't see is the incredible light that is pushing it to the surface. So when these imbalanced patterns come up, they polarize us in new and even more intense ways. People are polarized over war, the economy, taxes, health and health insurance, the justice system, politics, government, religion, education, family values, lifestyles, energy, security, business, management and labor, medicine, food, water, air, the environment, and on ad infinitum. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness we have ever known. The earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimensional realms of limitless physical perfection. In order for the earth and humanity to complete this ascension process and for the new earth to become a tangible, manifest reality, we must heal this polarization. Then peace and abundance will be the order of the new day. Peace and abundance are inseparable aspects of our Father, Mother, God, and it is critical that we awaken to the point of allowing these divine qualities to manifest through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, right here and right now. Since unawakened humanity cannot easily grasp the concept of the oneness of life, it is up to awakened light workers, the emissaries of light, to heal the polarization. This means you and me and every other awakened soul on earth. What I want you to understand and know is that everybody on this planet, everybody, is capable of being an emissary of light and a light worker, regardless of how far their behavior may be from reflecting that truth at this moment. So until they awaken and take on the responsibility of adding to the light of the world, it is up to you and me and every other awakened soul on earth. This is actually our purpose and reason for being in embodiment at this time. And the important thing to know is that we already have everything we need within us to accomplish this mighty feat. What affects one part of life affects all life. In other words, as I am lifted up in consciousness, all life is being lifted up with me. So instead of polarizing against everything that we disagree with, we need to create a new reality, a reality that reflects our oneness and makes the concept of separation obsolete. We have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor daily and hourly, as we take the power of our attention away from the illusion of separation from the us against them consciousness and focus on the visions of the new earth that we discussed in our meditation. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect a reverence for life or the oneness of life, we have the ability to invoke the light of God into that situation and to transmute the negativity associated with it back into light. Then we can envision what we want to create in its place. Instead of polarizing against our government, for instance, we can envision the people who hold public office responding to the directives of their individual I Am presence, working toward the highest good for all concerned with reverence for life and the knowingness of the oneness of life. And we can visualize them consistently striving for the highest good for all humanity. When greed, selfishness, and growth imbalances in the distribution of wealth are brought to our attention, we can envision the I Am presence of the people involved in these situations taking command of their hearts and their minds, and we can visualize them responding with compassion, with love, with generosity, and with a willingness to assist those who are less fortunate than themselves. It's important to know that whatever we empower with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we bring into form. We need to create the vision of what we want life on Earth to be like, and then we need to set about creating that new reality through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Right now, the masses of humanity are doing the opposite of that. All we have to do is observe what takes place in the political arena of this planet. People don't get elected at this time because of the good that they are going to do and the light they are going to add to the world. They get elected because their opponents are demonized by everybody in their sphere of influence. So we are electing the lesser of two evils at this point, rather than the highest good for all concerned and the people that are listening to their divinity, wanting to create a divine government that is functioning through the I Am presence, the God self of every person, a government that consists of the people, and their God self, of the I Am presence, by the I Am presence, for the I Am presence, working toward the oneness of life and the highest good for all concerned. That's what we need to do to set about creating a new reality. So in addition to empowering the vision of heaven on earth with our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and attitudes, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, because we are one with every other man, woman, and child on the planet. What we do for ourselves affects all humanity. The thoughts and feelings we express affect all humanity. Since our life is interconnected, when we lift into a higher level of consciousness or invoke the violet flame to transmute an aspect of our human consciousness that no longer serves our highest good, like greed or fear or poverty consciousness or disease or war or any other negative that we have empowered with our fears and our thoughts, we have the ability to transmute the collective consciousness of energy of all humanity as well. And we can say, what I ask for myself, I ask for all life on this planet. And we ask that it manifest through each person's I Am presence in perfect alignment with their highest good and their divine plan. As we transmute our own obsolete behavior patterns, we can ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to lift up their consciousness and to transmute their behavior patterns simultaneously. We've all heard the universal law that states, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be opened. This is not a lofty platitude or religious rhetoric. This is a profound truth. Because of the intensity of the challenges that humanity is going through at this moment, the Company of Heaven is asking awakened lightworkers around the world to utilize the collective cup of humanity's consciousness this Thanksgiving Day and every day thereafter to co-create a force field of transfiguring divine love and gratitude that will perpetually envelop the earth and all life evolving upon her. This will greatly assist in shifting the mass consciousness of humanity by revealing the oneness of all life. As the infinite love of God floods into the hearts and minds of unawakened souls, they will be able to raise their heads above the chaos and confusion. As they awaken, they will live the truth of their oneness with all life. So let's join together now with this magnificent invocation that has been given to humanity this sacred and holy day by the Company of Heaven, to empower humanity's consciousness through the collective cup of thanksgiving and gratitude that is forming now and will expand to envelop all life. Just for a moment, go within and ask the presence of God that is pulsating in your heart to reveal to you your part of this divine plan that is unfolding here and now. If you feel the heart call to participate, please join with us and your fellow lightworkers, the emissaries of light from around the world who are joining with us in consciousness, and weave your radiant light into the chalice of this divine mission. Offer to serve as a surrogate on behalf of your sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. And prepare to release the residue of the behavior patterns that no longer serve your highest good as you pave the way for an unprecedented shift into divine consciousness, love, and gratitude. In deep gratitude for our ability to serve life on this sweet earth, let's join together now and co-create a unified field of transfiguring divine love and gratitude. This force field will be far more powerful in its impact on humanity's global consciousness than any of the other humanly generated force fields of energy that are perpetuating the serious problems facing us on this planet. It is a universal law that if the inner conditions or forces within humanity's global consciousness are transformed through love and gratitude, the outer consciousness of the world will proceed to reflect the divine plan for the earth. The divine plan for the earth is a living, active, all-powerful force field that will produce perfection if it is not interfered with through the lower human consciousness. In the heavenly realms, the beings of light work purely and precisely with the great forces of cause, knowing full well that the effects will take care of themselves. Most of us are currently trying to manage the effects in our lives, rather than focusing on the cause which will truly change the situation from within. During this time, when millions of people are focusing on thanksgiving and gratitude, let's join our hearts and minds with the company of heaven and invoke the light of God to bless this planet with infinite light. Gratitude is the catalyst which will magnetize more divine love into the planet and into our lives. To ensure the transformation of inner conditions for humanity and the earth, together we will create a force field of transfiguring divine love and gratitude. So now, centered within unity consciousness, our collective spiritual ability will empower each of us to accomplish this facet of the divine plan. Please focus on this visualization with the full power of your attention as we invoke this light through our I Am presences as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one consciousness, and one energy and vibration of pure divine love. Again, I will state this in the first person so we can experience it individually, but know that this is occurring through each of us in alignment with all life on this planet. My Father, Mother, God, now expand the flames of transfiguring divine love and gratitude blazing in every human heart. As this light flows forth from the very core of creation, it is increasing in divine momentum. It pours into the core of purity in the center of the earth and begins to expand through the crystal grid system of the planet, bursting through the crust of the earth, blazing up through the four lower bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotion of all humanity. And it forms a tremendous heart of divine love and gratitude that envelops the entire planet Earth. This blazing heart is magnetically attracting the energy, vibration, and consciousness of divine love and gratitude from every ascended level of being in the whole of creation into our planetary cause of manifesting the perfection of oneness and reverence for all life through the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on earth. Our Father, Mother, God, now send forth a clarion call, and 12 magnificent solar archangels of pure divine love and gratitude descend into the atmosphere of earth from the realms of perfection. They take their strategic position equal distances around the planet. Now, as one unified force field of transfiguring divine love and gratitude, these magnificent solar archangels breathe the light from their heart flames into the center of the earth, and they begin conducting a symphony of love and gratitude that ensouls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. The love and gratitude from the archangels flows through the fifth dimensional solar heart chakra of every person on the planet. And the I Am presence of every soul becomes a PowerPoint of light that is unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other soul, inbreathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of transfiguring divine love and gratitude throughout humanity, the entire elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every door is now the open door for this resplendent light. And at inner levels, every person on the planet is experiencing this new force field of divine love and gratitude. Through the I Am presence, every person is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, and hearing the cosmic tones and moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, we are all truly love and gratitude in action in the physical plane of Earth. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions that are manifesting on the Earth through our human miscreations. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, through the solar archangels and the I Am presence of every person, we are now the cause of this magnetic force field of love and gratitude, now anchored on Earth through every heart flame. Together we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of transfiguring divine love and gratitude, over which humanity will now ascend out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of eternal light and perfection. Unified in the consciousness with the kingdoms of earth and the realms of heaven, we are the open door that no one can shut, and we are exploring and rediscovering the great family of God, which we now find complete support and confidence within for the fulfillment of our divine plans. And every I Am presence accepting this gift from the company of heaven and our Father, Mother, God, this sacred and holy day, affirms with a deep inner knowing, I am a planetary force field of transfiguring divine love and gratitude. The love of God is now thriving on Earth through me. The heart of transfiguring divine love and gratitude that is now enveloping the Earth is transforming the primal light substance within humanity's four earthly bodies into expressions of perfection. And it is blazing through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth, transforming this planet into her divine expression. I am changing the inner conditions for the entire planet, and I am setting this Earth on a new planetary course of divine love. I feel complete unity with all life, and through the holy breath of God, I now and forevermore, inbreathe, assimilate, expand, and project the love of God and the gratitude of God into every aspect of humanity's day-to-day functioning. And so it is, beloved, I am. Feeling this light securely anchored through my heart flame, I return my attention to the room, become aware of my physical body, and when I'm ready, I open my eyes. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for the light you are adding to the world, and I wish you a glorious and God-victorious Thanksgiving and a day of immense gratitude. Please join with us again next week as we continue our adding to the light of the world through our unified efforts. This is Awakening Your Divine Potential, and I am Patricia Cota Robles.